You may celebrate the seasons, hopefully living every day as a cheerful day anyway. Eat seasonal foods, hopefully in efforts to best adapt. Stay warm in the cold, hopefully with people being warmer, and etc. But when there's a conspiracy present, man made it. Especially in the form of presents. Holiday, as holy as it is nothing more than materialistic time and time again. From the denaturing the way we look at foods like pumpkins via Halloween, to eating candy that is already denatured via Halloween and Easter. But the biggest holiday often celebrated begins with Thanksgiving, where we may be thankful of what's present, bringing family members and friends to that moment. However, consuming large amount of food, often food we haven't harvested ourselves, including a main focus in the animal product turkey to be mass-produced during this particular time, like helping with sleep, like pumpkin seeds, often high in antibiotics, then having high fructose corn syrup, laced foods, and breads high in glycemic index. Right after, if you thought overconsumption of food was bad and already lacking nutrition in life, try overconsumerism for things, materials, and objects, even more toward non-life-giving resources to the supposed birth of a creator. And perhaps then it's the cycle of life in a year, being that as one falls, another rises. Take Black Friday, where black is representative for evil, where more chaos can accumulate for more business overall and manufacturers. The pushing of things you likely don't need for use to be content. They chose the perfect time, that being right after being supposedly thankful from Thanksgiving, where people can go out and about to find what they supposedly need for themselves as ownership. Perhaps a move away from belief and enlightened religion elements, despite heading toward the popular said Christmas, also being replaced by Happy Holidays. Then don't forget about Cyber Monday, because what follows a belief in materialism is the techno-tyrannical state. So make sure you have the devices that watch and listen to you in the name of helping, like government is supposed to do and you believe in. Be bombarded by ads about the holidays everywhere the minute the next holiday ends. Use your belief system to fall into the trap that is a box that must be wrapped to look like the rest, or colorful but still a box, or box but still something that won't truly fulfill you, like you, like the food that doesn't truly feed you. So get the weather news in fear of snow because our lives can no longer integrate with nature. Keep supporting big corporations like Amazon, which becomes the Santa that comes to your house, always watches and feeds off of you, but not cookies, and instead has no hair, no nervous system, and perhaps has horns, so that their presence is known in that of a holy season otherwise focused on another figure who would likely create and facilitate rather than artificially relate and create a different fate. Too bad people know little of Jeff Bezos, but they do see it snows. Little do they know what shows, but some people will do little about both even when in light, and the snow too glows once fallen to see in mass despite each flake being unique. So go ahead and get all wrapped up in all. After all, everyone thinks they can sing a Christmas song, and people think materials will bring them presents, and with that more presents. But presents aren't to be expected. Presents should simply be present. Yes, the present.